Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, this is Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we are excited to be with you this last Monday, last day of March 2014. And it's just amazing that we've been through the first quarter already. And this is our 20th episode of the Stevie Anderson Radio Show, and today we're going to be talking about friendship, and it's going to be really great, and I'm looking forward to talking with Stevie about this. And for those of you that are baseball fans, of course, we wish you a very happy opening day. I think that, today kind of marks the change of winter to spring, and people I know up north are glad to hear about that, that they're still kind of suffering through some last of the cold, but it's almost over, and I think baseball kind of helps push that along. If you want to be a part of our show tonight, I was telling Stevie before the show started that, you know, we're just a couple of fun guys just talking about all kinds of crazy stuff, so if you want to call and put in your 2 cents worth, and call us at 323-417-6724, 323-417-6724. Be glad to take your call. Just be patient. You might have to hang on for a minute or two while Stevie and I stop our yakking to get to you. But, Stevie, beginning of baseball season, so are you a baseball fan? Do you follow baseball?
You know what? Actually, Tim, I used to play baseball in Dixie League, at the youth league. I played baseball. I went to All-Star twice. And just a couple of I was pitching. I threw some bad pitches in there. But I was pulled out by another guy. And we just had a couple of bad pitches and a couple of bad hits. Just we lost it both times, actually, with the All-Star. So I'm definitely a baseball fan. Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, earlier, and it's probably still on, but I was watching Boston and the Red Sox play. And so, yeah, it's a good start. It's a great day-to-day for a baseball fan. And right. I'll probably as much enough to see who's going to be the main contender this year. But I think Boston's always there, or the Red Sox. But, yeah. Uh-huh. And also, too, like you said, it's winter. I mean, it's spring right now. You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a rough. It was a very, very rough winter this past winter. It was this past year. It was for a lot of people, and
yeah.
I felt sorry for them, even though it was down in the nice warm weather. And I traveled so much, a lot of different warm areas, climates. But it was actually a rough winter for so many people, and I know they're so happy today. You know, going into the spring. Very happy.
Well, I know that I have some extended family that's up north, and they are just dying, ready for the snow to be gone. But you know, Stevie, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, is there any sport that you haven't played? Because man, I mean, it's like every time we talk about sports. You have just been like a sports guy. I mean, you have just played everything. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, was he on the swim team? Did he do Olympic curling? I mean, he is just, you know, you have played so many different sports. It's just incredible. I mean, I'm amazed at how athletic, you know, your life has been. It's been crazy.
This is the reason, and you know, my true love actually was track. I love track and field. Absolutely love it. And I actually had a scholarship to throw the javelin and to run track also. But we had, in the era I grew in, a small town, Jonesboro, we had so many athletes. But back in those days, you know, everyone was actually into sports. And because there really wasn't anything else to do. If you weren't doing chores from neighbor to neighbor's house, or you were in sports, most majority of the kids. So everyone was from one sport to another. Not just me, but yeah, my friends, we played baseball growing up. We were in baseball leagues. We were in the football league, flag football. It wasn't tackle football. We didn't play tackle football. We played flag football. I mean, from basketball. So, and track, of course. So those are pretty much, and of course, volleyball, of course, we had classes with volleyball. We played that too. So, yeah, I was definitely involved. That's just where we came from. You know, we had to play sports.
It is amazing that a person could do that. I mean, I have a friend, and we're talking about friendships tonight, and I have a friend who I've known. There are pictures of us, you know, back in the day when we didn't have a swimming pool, but we were little enough that we could both fit in the sink, and they'd fill the sink up in our bathing suits, you know, and they'd stick us in there. And we have pictures of us 2 years old in our bathing suits in the sink. So we've known each other for a long time, and he is one of those guys. You know, he plays tennis, he plays golf. He played a lot of sports in high school. Plus, he plays the French horn, and I mean, you know, and he's an engineer, and he's really good at school, and he's just one of those guys that just makes you totally sick, just sick. But
you have him like that too.
I know. I know it.
Yeah, you do.
He's just a really great guy, and I've known him for, like I said, we've been friends for my whole life. So I know sometimes, you know, true friends are hard to come by, and so I'm glad we're talking about this tonight.
Yes, I really believe it's going to be a great topic. True friends are hard to come by. You know, there's a definition of friend, and I'm going to go into the show about a friend, definition of a true friend. But I'm going to go first of all, it says a friend definition. It says a person attached to another by feelings of affection or personal regard. But also, too, I was looking up as a true friend, and I'm going to say some my opinion of it, and basically as a person that gives assistance, which touch your heart, care for you. Also, a person that a true friend is, if there's a problem or a situation, someone that will actually question you because they want to have an understanding to make sure that you're okay. Basically, someone that won't back down from the truth. Also, too, someone who, of course, like I said, would question you without fear. They won't back down. Helps you if you're in need. Don't hesitate. Those are some of my definitions or some quotes of a true friend. And
right.
There's friends out there. But that's what I would say my true friend would be. What about yours?
Well, my mom has always classified friends in two ways. She says that there are fair weather friends. Those are the friends that are around when everything's going okay. You know, when everything's going okay, and life is good, and everybody's doing fine, and everybody's got a job, and there's enough money, you know, to have a little bit of fun and take care of everything. And then it's like, you know, fair weather outside. You know, it's fair weather. It's nice going. Great day to play some basketball. So, you know, they come out to play. And, you know, there are those kind of friends. And then there are what are called foul weather friends, people who stick by you when times are tough, that ask about, these are people that has kind of stuck through thick and thin. And my mom has always said that it's about 10 to 1. For every 10 fair weather friends you have, you probably have one foul weather friend. And among all the different friends that have stuck close to you, you're probably only going to have one or two really lifetime true friends that you can really count on for life. And I count it a privilege to have a couple of those people in my life, especially Frank, the friend I was telling you about earlier, the one I grew up with. I count it a privilege to have somebody like that in my life. Many people do not have that, and I count that as a special thing for me. So that's kind of I'm taking a nod. I'm giving a nod to my mom, who always said that about friends, and she always classified them that way.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree with you, what your mom said. I totally agree, because I was thinking about this when I thought about this topic last week. And I was saying to myself, of all the places I've traveled, who do you think about when you're away? If there's a situation, you know, you need to really talk to them about it. If they can understand the situation, if not, just get something from them. Or you can call any time of the night to answer the phone without a problem. And I have about two myself. I'll say about two to three, actually, that I can do that. That I don't mind sharing whatever I'm going through, that they would actually kind of hold it to themselves and keep it private to discuss, you know, and then come back with me with an answer or whatever it may be in a situation. I also found out too, Tim, is that going through life, if you believe in God, and if you're not a believer, you can kind of see sometimes that when you travel through life and you end up, yes, and I've been blessed to travel to different places, you know, from sports, they carry me around the United States and some parts out, you know, out of the country. But wherever I was at, God always put someone there next to me to cross the bridge, you know, and that's what happens in life. God does that for you. He puts a friend that's temporary there to talk, to communicate, to basically, what, you know, the ladies would say, to vent. So that's, I think all of us, if we kind of, I think everybody, I think God does it for everyone in a sense. But a lot of people just don't see it. But there's always that someone for you so you can make it from point A to point B. Always on the top of the alphabet chart, you know? Yeah. So
that's
that has happened to me. Huh?
That's right. Well, I agree with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes friendships can happen in strange ways. I mean, sometimes you make great friends through adversity. Sometimes you make great friends because you know, you have a common thing that you like. Sometimes you just you meet people, it just kind of happens. It's interesting how
it's true.
And sometimes things just happen and you just run into people and you meet somebody and there's an instant friendship there. It is interesting how,
you know,
God works.
It's very true. I was out at this restaurant and just kind of out there, and I was pretty much waiting, and this guy just came up to me. And he spoke to me. We started talking. And do you believe this guy, ever since I've been in Florida, this guy's been there for me every time. It's just, he just came up. And we just fit. And he's a professional person. I had another buddy come through and would end up moving back out the country. And he was this fantastic guy. So a lot of times, you know, we tend to forget that God put friends in our lives, so it could be a situation coming up, and everyone will go through a situation in life. We were talking about that the other day in Bible school. Everyone will go through a situation in life, and some people can handle certain situations better than others. But whatever it is, that situation, God, you know, like I always say, won't put too much on you that you can't bear or can't handle.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go through a situation, you got to look around and see who's there for you. When you look around, you can always go look at those true friends, our true friend. But even just seeing that those true friends are not around, you always have a friend, someone you can kind of that's around you that you kind of hold on to and kind of talk and,
right.
And whatever the situation may be. And but also to find out two times that you have some. This is the problem you have with a lot of guys today from playing sports and stuff on a professional level. I think artists, entertainers, that can be in a high profession. You have a lot of friends, but they're not really friends.
Right.
They're there just for the ride. And
right.
When things break through, they break.
Mm-hmm.
If things break bad, they break the wrong direction. I mean, they get away.
Right.
So you have a lot of that going on in this day and time, more than you ever had it before. You can have friends, but are they really your true friends? You know, like
right.
you said, at the end of the day, if we get back, if you're separated, each individual separated, each one of us will probably have about 2 to 3 friends, just like you said.
Right.
Not tens of thousands, 100,000 on Facebook. But
right.
true
right.
friends, you really count them out. And we have to understand that because a lot of people, you just can't tell them anything. You just can't. Cause a lot of people, they want to just go and gossip somewhere else, whatever it may be. It could be any little thing you're going through, something mentally
right.
you're going through. That's what are true friends, and that's what you know. You have to thank God every day that they're for you. And also, too, I read that, too, you yourself, through life, you actually build friends with friendship through you being a good person, a certain person, you build friends also.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying true friends, just saying friends, period. It's like the guy, you know, one of the guys I hang out on that we kind of catch up and we go out to eat sometime, like down in Florida or even golf. So friends come, a lot of times they can come from all different directions, but at the end of the day, you have to know who's true for you and who is a good friend for you, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of times, you know, people think that because they're surrounded by a lot of people who are
mm-hmm.
friendly towards them, that they think that those are friends. And actually, those are just acquaintances, or they're just a crowd. You know, being surrounded by a crowd of people who like the same thing that you like, or in some people's cases, think that they can get something because, you know, they know you. There's a cachet in that. And
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, those are the people that we have to be careful, because if we invest too much of our life, if we trust too much in them, the things that are important to us, then, you know, what can happen is that can backfire on us, and that can have a lot of adverse effects on our life because we've
mm-hmm.
really trusted the wrong people. And you and I know that, Stevie, being in business, you know, there's a lot of people who tell us that they can do a lot of things. There are very few people who can produce. You and I both know that. And
absolutely.
And I deal with that. I deal with that all the time. I have to be careful. And sometimes hiring my friends is not a good idea. As a matter of fact, I don't
mm-hmm.
know, most of the time it's not a good idea. I mean, because you know, there's a certain expectation that, oh well, if you hire me and I'm your friend, then you know you're gonna pay me more, or you're gonna get me more work, or maybe my work doesn't have to be as good as somebody else's, and that's just not true. Yet at the same
mm-hmm.
time, you know. If you know, when it's all said and done, and I clean up my office and I shut out the light for the day, I don't go home to call my best friend, you know, or call somebody that I've known for my whole life just to talk about business. That's when I get to connect with people on a relational level. And so I think that's what's important. I think people have to remember, you know, what friendship really means, and it's not just being surrounded by people, you know. So if you're a guest tonight and you want to call in, if you want to call in, 323-417-6724. Give us a call. What do you think about friendship? Tell us about your best friend. What makes a good friend a good friend and a true friend a true friend? We'd love to hear from you.
You know what, too, Tim, actually, too, you know, I was reading through the Bible. And in always it states this, it says, if you look at Proverbs 19 chapter 7 verse, it's basically saying that the poor is shunned by all their relatives. How much more do their friends avoid them? That's not much person that's poor financially or can be poor in a different situation. Now, when it says poor, we're going to say it's financially, it could be if they're disabled, especially in a certain way, something they're short of. Am I further? Is it okay to what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying on that?
I think so. I mean poor.
Okay.
Yeah, poor in the Bible can mean financially poor. I mean destitute, disenfranchised.
Right.
Poor can also mean poor in spirit, down. Just depends on what word is being used there in the original language. But you're right. I mean,
right.
You know, we need to be looking.
I mean, lack of something.
You know,
the lack.
That's right.
There's a lack.
Right.
Though the poor pursue them with pleading, they are nowhere to be found. But then you go on the other side over here, it says, the rich has many friends. But it didn't say that he had a true friend. It didn't say nothing about true friends. He has many friends. That's what we were talking about a while ago. Even over in Proverbs 17, chapter 17, verse, it said, a friend loves at all times. It's not a friend. A brother is born for adversity. Now I was saying, too, a lot of people don't know the Bible. Tim, I don't know the Bible like you know the Bible, but a brother sometimes, it says in the Old Testament or just in the Bible, it could be also two sisters. So as a female, saying brother, that's also talking about females, too.
Right, right.
Right,
well,
so it's saying
that's the same. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
What do you think about that? A friend loves at all times,
right.
And a brother is born for adversity.
That's right. That's right. Well, yeah. That's because.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's very telling, because a friend is a person who can love you regardless. I have a friend that says it best. He says a friend will bring you. Will bring you McDonald's when you're in the hospital. That's a true friend, you know. Somebody who
right.
knows, you know, a friend is a person who will love you even though they know everything about you and they know what your weaknesses are. A friend will love
mm-hmm.
you even though you're going through a difficult time. And that's where a brother, that's that idea of a brother being born of adversity, where that comes from is the idea that, you know, a brother is somebody who, you know, I have a brother, you have brothers. You know, my brother will never not be my brother. Now, he might get really mad at me, and we may not even,
right.
you know, we may even go through a time that we don't talk to each other because we've got to work some things out. But he's never not my brother. He's always
right.
my brother. And that's the foundation by which we can build something on. We can say, hey, you know what? You're still my brother, and I'm still your brother. We gotta start from there, and we gotta build this back. There's a foundational piece there that's important, and a true friend is like a brother in the sense that they're never gonna leave. There might be some adversity between you, and you gotta work some things out, and that's just because humans have trouble sometimes, and that's okay. Those things work themselves out, but and you can work that out. And sometimes, you know, you gotta be the bigger person, and you know. Be willing to give in. So sometimes that's really what the issue is. But beyond that, but that person that's not flighty. There's a foundational friendship there, and I think that's what's important. And so that's where that brother is born for adversity. A brother is somebody who can weather the worst stuff. For the worst stuff with
mm-hmm.
you, a brother's gonna be there.
Right, and somebody said that too. I don't want to miss that because a friend too is sometimes you have a friend, a true friend, you know, one of you guys will be the bigger person.
Right.
If there's a big dispute or something like that, you all of a sudden just stop talking. It could go on. You try to be strong. You know, want to be like not strong in a positive way, in a negative way, trying to avoid talking to that person. That true friend
right.
is going to reach out to that person. Or that friend is going to try to reach out to him. Now, if you keep reaching out, and they keep avoiding you, and they keep reaching out, and you avoiding you. You've done your part to reach it back out.
Right.
And my mom just say that you can just reach out, and you've done your part. Reach out a few times, but they still, you know, you've done your part. You tried, but also too,
right.
if you come back, you still have to open up for it, open up with arms too with that friend. But if somebody says that, then that is that's just the way it is. Where you broke it down, it really is. Also,
right.
too, Tim, we was going to, it said, I'm going to go to here, it said on chapter 18, and this is in Proverbs, verses 24, it said, a man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, exactly what he just said. So, I mean, this, but it said, a man who has friends must himself be friendly. Now, you last time I checked on you, you were a friendly person. Now, I don't think you changed since last time we talked. Like a second
right.
ago. No, it's true, and that's why you have friends. You have to also too. You have to have a good heart to have friends
right.
too. But also too, again. Your way of the life, travel of life, when times are difficult in your life, you have to be able to reach out to someone that you believe in. If you don't have a true friend, there's someone that you believe in and put your trust in them, and you know you pray over it, it'll work out for you, for the person being there for you and giving you the best advice that you need, and someone's going to tell you the truth.
Right.
Those are friends that you want to have on your side, besides your true friend also. Would you say that?
That's right.
What would you say about that? Huh?
Yeah, I think a true friend is somebody who knows how to encourage people. You know, I think encouragement is a big deal. You know, because sometimes I can be the most encouraging by being a little bit assertive and asking questions and trying to get people to think through. But it's always in a spirit of being, I want to help, and I want to be there for you, and I want to be the guy that's in your pocket. You know that's really the person that I always want to be. I always want to be a person that people can say, man, you know, when if I need somebody, I know that guy's in my pocket. And there's a genuineness to that, and there's a sacrifice, and there's a fair amount of sacrifice that goes along with that as well, because you know sometimes. You know, people go through things, and that's not always convenient. You know, I mean,
right.
it's not always convenient to me that somebody else is going through something. But that doesn't—that's where it's tested. That's where the genuine, you know, the genuineness of a friendship is tested, is when something that's inconvenient comes up, and we got to figure out what we're going to do. That's when I know that, for me, that's when I know if I've got a true friend or not.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. You know what, Tim? I was actually too looking at that. It said, "But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother."
Mhm.
And too, I respect all mothers with boys. Okay.
Right.
I mean, having to be around boys, especially even if they're there's boys, especially if you have one, two, or three, or four, or even maybe past that, especially athletic and competitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real, real tough on a mom. But that mother with those boys has to be as strong as a dad, as a father. She's got to be stronger, almost strong as a man mentally. She has to be just as tough. You know, if not, she's not gonna, it's going to be tough on her. It's going to be hard for her to make it. But you know, I see my brothers. Me and my brothers, we've been through a lot, all three of us. And I'm in the middle, so I'm always having to. I mean, God has kept me around. I think who's like the balancer. You have a younger and you have an older. So you go through things in life, and I thank God that I have my brothers, okay? And I thank God my parents that, you know, gave them to me. But at the same time, sometimes you just have to just ease away and you have that other person you can talk to without the competitiveness that's somewhere in the atmosphere, that's somewhere just evolving around the situation or just being away from a family member, having that other person for advice. You find some kids, especially when they're growing up, they will listen. You find they'll listen to someone else besides sometimes even before their parents. But someone else talk to them, they'll perk up and listen, male or female. That's the same as having that true friend. We're like a little kid listening to someone else besides what our parents are trying to tell us, but we've been hard-headed. But someone else is telling you, or it could be a teacher, it could be at school or whatnot, or someone of a high authority, and that kid's listening and paying attention. But it's the same with us, in a sense, having that true friend. We're that same way with that true friend. And tell us to a family member, that true friend is good to let it all out. And that true friend is there to accept it and then to wait things out for you, to put it, to strategize it, put it in different categories for you to help you look at the situation so much better. So, yeah, I'm gonna go to John chapter 15, 13 verses.
Yeah, that's
the reason why I wanted this to talk. Okay, but the reason I'm kind of coming hitting these Bible verses today, because if you're a believer or non-believer and you're listening, maybe this will give you a closer insight, even from a biblical standpoint, even to what you experience in life and what you're going through in life. That's why I'm hitting on these topics that's coming from the Bible, certain points. But 15th chapter in John, 13th verse, it says, greater love has no one than this, that to lay down one's life for his friend. Tim, you're the minister. Could you break that down for us, please?
Sure. That's one of my favorite verses. The greater love hath no man than this, than a man would lay down his life for his friends. And there's two things that kind of get me about that verse. Number one, it shows you the depth of what a true friend is. A true friend is someone who's willing to sacrifice even to their own life for someone else. And that has so many different applications for our lives, not only with those that we care about, but you know, why it's important that our spouse is our friend. It's why it's important that we see people in a friendly way that allow us to understand what the sacrifices are, you know, and why, you know, not everybody can be our friend at that level. I mean, I realize that. But if I'm willing to lay down my life for my friends, you know, that really becomes a selfless life, and that's really what God wants us to have. But think about it this way as well. The other thing that gets me about that verse is that there's another verse that says that great was God's love toward us, so great that even while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And what's interesting about that verse is that what it's basically saying is we were the enemy of God because we were sinners. And so if greater love has no one than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends, how much greater then is God's love for us when Jesus laid down his life and we were enemies? We were imperfect. He laid down his life for those that had no, they didn't even have a gumption to be friends with Jesus. Yet Jesus realized that his life meant something greater because of his willingness to lay down his life even for his enemies. And I think that's I think that's important. I think it's an important thing for us to understand that the real life that all of us want to live is really a one that's based on sacrifice and not based on gain. And we don't need to gain the whole world. You know, the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? You know, I think, you know, we have to be careful because sometimes in our culture, it's all about gaining. So I have friends because they can get me somewhere, or they can, you know, they know somebody, or they can be somebody, or they can, I can earn something from them or whatever. And that's not, you know, our whole corporate world is who can I network with and who can help me get to the top. But, you know, the problem with the top is that that may not be where you're called to be. Sometimes, you know, most of us are called to serve others. And I haven't known very many people who are called to be totally selfish, because I don't think God's will ever contradict. It'll never contradict God's word. So if God wants us to be selfless, and not selfish, but selfless, then this you know, race to the top is not always the best bet. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, if you're playing golf and you want to be the best and you want to do all that, that's not, you know, that's not okay, because it is. There's nothing wrong with being the best in your field or trying to strive to do something great. That's not what I mean. I mean, you don't always have to be on the top of everything, and everyone is not an opportunity for you. You can't look at life like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's something I was doing some writing earlier, and I was looking, kind of thinking, doing the topic. And I kind of related myself. I love the movie. That's a lot of movies I like. So, it's a movie called Lords of the Rings. Okay, and mm-hmm. Now I'm not going to start trying to be specific on names, because I forgot a lot of names and characters in the movie, but when he was actually reaching to go, his mission was to go and return the ring. His friends stayed by him through thick and thin. He had friends. But also, too, it showed that when he was actually through his mission, traveling, his journey, and he had went through some beautiful forests, and he went through some most evil, evil forests you can go through. But that was the time he had to go. He tried to get away from his friends, and he was on this little raft, I guess, going across the water, and his true friend saw him, leaving him. And he was literally, he couldn't swim, but he was swimming at him to try to catch him, because he wanted to be there for his side through this journey that he was traveling to be there for him. And that's no different than what you said a while ago. I mean, that's sort of what you said. I'm not going to say this, that's no different. Sorry about that. I said it's, that's what you're saying about putting your life there is what God did for us. But just, there are friends out there in this world that true friend would do those type of things we're talking about. There are some out there would do it. Now, you don't find it's very, very rare, but watching that movie, in life you travel, whoever you are, God will put friends in different points of your life, so you can keep traveling through life to get to the next page. But while you're traveling, you always have that true friend you can always call back on. And I think, you know, don't tend to forget about that, because when you're traveling, you're by yourself, a lot of times you find yourself, okay, I'm going to talk to my true friend in about a couple of weeks, or it could be a month, but let me call. And let me go ahead and vent and get what I need to get out. You know, let him or her tell me what's going on. You don't want to talk to your parent or your family members. So I wanted to talk about that. Yeah, I wanted to mention that, Tim, before I forgot. But
I watched that movie, and it was a fantastic movie. I haven't never seen it before. Please go through each phase, chapter of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Timon, like I said, you see through life, I thank God, for the people that's been in my life thus far. And, God said the same, I'm living tonight in the noir. Yeah, when you travel, that will happen to you. A lot of times in life, you will have friends just actually pat that's there for you. But you always have that true friend or friends that you're going to always count on.
Right, right. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
yeah. So I tell you what we can do tonight, Tim, we can go ahead. We can go ahead and close it down early tonight. And
all right. Well, it's been great talking with you, as always. And what's that?
No, I'm listening to you. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Oh, no, I was just saying it's been great to talk to you about this. I think it's been a great subject. And we will be back in 2 weeks with another great show, and I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Enjoy your night, Tim.
You too. All right, that has been the C.V. Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Join us next 2 weeks when we'll get back together, talk more about things about life, about how to motivate yourself to become the very best person that you can be and to impact others in a really unique and special way. God bless. Have a great week.